Much of the talk about outsourcing has focused on established companies sending jobs overseas, but these days, at the urging of investors, many startup businesses are opening offices abroad from day one, NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
It's 8 p.m., and Raj Sundar is coming back to work. He spent a full day in the office and went home for dinner, but he often returns at night because that's when his colleagues in India are starting their day.
Hey Rajesh, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you about Apriza.
Sundars is the chief engineer for Prano Networks, a startup in Pleasantville, California, in Silicon Valley. The company helps internet service providers manage wireless hotspots. Sundars oversees the company's India-based software developers.
I basically dish out the work and keep track of it and sort out any issues, arrange discussions if there are doubts. They are long nights, like I go to bed around 2 or 3 sometimes.
Although the hours can be rough, these days it's worth the savings on labor costs gained from hiring overseas, says Jasbir Singh, the CEO of Pronto Networks. Singh says when he founded his company in early 2001, the internet bubble had popped, and investors simply weren't willing to put up as much money.
So you got to do same amount of work or better work with lesser amount of money. How do you do that?
For Singh, who was born in India, the answer was simple.
To develop this product, we set up a small development center in Bangalore, India, and did most of the development over there at a lower cost.
Initially, most of Pronto's workforce was in India. Now the company has grown. About 45 jobs have been created in the U.S. That's half the company's workforce. Startups with facilities outside the U.S. like Pronto are becoming increasingly common in Silicon Valley. Take Claris Systems in San Francisco, a company that's creating software that allows people to make long-distance calls using the internet. Its offices look like the typical low-budget startup with mismatched chairs and desks. Programmers here spent weeks carefully preparing instructions for the Chinese programmers who would be developing software to help people use the company website. Their charts and diagrams are still taped to the walls.
This was part of the design process of getting things to a sufficient level of detail so that it could be sent to an offshore team.
That's Richard Southwick, Claris Systems Vice President of Engineering. Southwick says the company's investors urge Claris executives to send some operations overseas.
The main thing that our investors have been looking for is just how can this company be most efficient with its investment dollars?
And increasingly, globalizing startup operations is the answer for investors like Nancy Schondorf, a managing partner at the venture firm Moore Davidow.
We want every company that we invest in to have a strategy on outsourcing. And we think that over the long term, as companies grow, it will require some outsourcing of development or support resources in order to be competitive.
Even as recently as 3 years ago, Schondorf says she might have been wary about pushing a startup to outsource, but she says her ideas have changed as she's seen it work, especially for entrepreneurs with ties abroad.
For a small company in particular, it is only cost efficient and effective if you have very close connections in place already. And typically, we find that that happens most likely if an entrepreneur or part of the founding team is from India or from China.
In Silicon Valley, there are thousands of foreign-born entrepreneurs. A study by the Public Policy Institute of California found that during the boom, nearly 30% of startups were founded by immigrants. But some analysts worry that the current trend of pushing startups to outsource is a new kind of irrational exuberance, another bubble. Roger McNamee, a managing partner of Silver Lake Partners, has invested in many new businesses.
And it is essential to have tight communications to develop a great product. And the idea that you can have the startup team in one country and the actual developers, the people doing the work, in some other place, strikes me as just almost surefire trouble.
In fact, some startups are discovering the drawbacks of having staff and workers overseas. Pronto Networks chief engineer, Raj Sundar.
There is always room for something that gets lost in the communication. It is not like you having a face-to-face conversation and having a whiteboard discussion in front of you.
And Sundar says as more American companies outsource, it's getting increasingly more difficult for startups to recruit the best talent, even in Asia. Pronto has a 50% turnover rate in its Bangalore office. It may be a sign that some startups will discover that hiring workers overseas is more challenging than they expected. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.